Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
From her celebrated quilts to her paintings examining race in America, Faith Ringgold is an artist with something to say. Her work has been exhibited across the globe, from New York's Whitney Museum to the Picasso Museum in Paris. She's also fought for the inclusion of women and black artists in museums. Now, a solo show of her work is in New England for the first time in nearly 15 years. WBUR's Ariel Gray has more.
My first introduction to Faith Ringgold was when I was a kid. She wrote and illustrated a number of children's books. I read a story called Tar Beach. In it, a little girl dreams that she's flying above her Harlem neighborhood.
Me, Cassie Louise Lightfoot. Only 8 years old and in the third grade, and I can fly.
That's Ringgold reading from the book in 2016 on NPR. The story is a metaphor for freedom, a concept she touches on often in her art. You can read a copy at Freedom to Say What I Please, an exhibit of her work at the Worcester Art Museum. Samantha Cataldo organized the exhibit.
This exhibition is, we've been saying, small but mighty. So it's really a succinct survey, I would say, of the artist's work.
The exhibit has 16 pieces and centers one of Ringgold's signature quilts titled Picasso Studio. Her quilts tell a story through fabric and paint.
So the story is of this young black woman, an American woman named William Marie Simone. She travels to France in the 1920s.
William Marie Simone is loosely based on Ringgold. The large quilt shows her posing nude for a stern-faced Pablo Picasso. His famous painting, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, is situated behind her.
The protagonist gets to this place where she's like, you know, I'm not the model, I'm the artist, and I should be able to say what I want and express myself, and I don't want to just be his inspiration and the thing that he paints. I want to, you know, be my own artist.
Through this quilt, Ringgold creates a world in which a black woman is at the cultural and artistic center.
The act itself of being a black woman artist who is putting out her art, like, that itself is a radical act, and that itself is a form of both kind of protest and advocacy.
While Picasso's studio tells a fictitious story, a red and green print called The United States of Attica shows us a harsh reality.
And so she created this in dedication to the men who died in the Attica prison uprising in 1971. And what it is a map of the United States. And she's written upon it all of these different acts of American violence.
The uprising exposed abuse in the American penitentiary system. Cataldo says the piece is one of the lovely but sad things about the exhibit.
There is work that Faith made literally 50 years ago that she could have made yesterday with slightly different words or names in it, and it would still be advocating for the same things. It would still be pointing out the same societal issues in America.
Ringgold's art remains relevant for that reason. I stopped by the reading section outside of the exhibit on my way out. Scenes from Tar Beach grace the walls. It reminds me that Ringgold's work has helped people of all ages understand the meaning of freedom.
Anyone can fly. All you need is somewhere to go that you can't get to any other way. The next thing you know, you're flying among the stars. The end.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.